Hey guys, so welcome back to Points for Jesus once again. And as always, I'm literally so excited because I have one of my favorite roomies with me, Miss Alexa Boyle.
Oh, hey.
And now we're taking our late night chats to the world. We're getting real about this.
They needed to hear it.
They really did because too much of it goes unsaid. So, like always, Miss Alexa, I'm going to ask you, what do you do every day to be Christ-like?
So, when I had originally got, or like when I had heard about what Points for Jesus was originally, I love the idea. I think it's great. And I was like, oh, like, well, like, you know, you're kind of telling me the outline of your podcast. And I'm like, oh, well, like, what do you do? And you're like, well, obviously I ask people that question. And I got to thinking, and I mean, it's something I hope we are all striving to do, but I try my best to submit to the will of Heavenly Father, just like Jesus Christ did. And I feel like there's like different ways throughout the scriptures that we model, or that like Christ models this, but I think specifically like the example that first comes to mind is like in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus Christ like is like about to go and get crucified, and he's like, Heavenly Father, like, I do not want to do this. He's like, is there any other way? Like, you know, says that, which obviously I feel like any natural man, any normal person would ask. They'd be like, you know, why do I have to go get crucified? Why do I have to do this? This is so hard. I know that it's going to be painful in many different ways, things like that. But he's like, okay, like, thy will be done. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, yes, I know it's hard, but like, that's it, you know, like, I will do what my Heavenly Father has asked me to do, regardless of how, you know, I feel, or what I want, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I love that, and I feel like you hear that a lot, like, you know, just like, oh, like, do what God tells you to do, like, that's what he said, but, like, it's actually so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to, like, I don't know, wake up each day and be like, it's no longer like what I want, it's what he wants, because then it becomes, well, what he wants is what I want. Yeah. Can I ask, like, you say, like, sometimes, well, like, do you have an example of, like what that looks like, at least for you?
Well, I think something that I've come to notice since coming home from my mission is, I think, like, when you're on your mission, you teach people, like, this is what Heavenly Father wants you to do. He wants you to make covenants with him, or he wants you to be baptized, or he wants you to whatever. And this is true, obviously, right? Heavenly Father is a loving Heavenly Father. He wants what's best for all of his children, and that is to return to live with him again. And so, obviously, he is rooting for those things that propel us forward to continue our progression on that path. But it's interesting changing that sort of, like, I guess, like, teaching it and telling other people about the baby steps that they need to take as a missionary versus, like, coming home and it's like, oh, well, it's my turn to do, like, what Heavenly Father wants me to do. But I think also something to know is that, like, Heavenly Father works with action. Like, you know, if he didn't, or if we just were like, it's all Heavenly Father's things, like, that takes away one of our greatest gifts, which is agency. Mm-hmm. And so Heavenly Father works with action, right? So it's many small things that lead to bigger things, right? And so whether it's finding a spouse or working towards getting a degree or working towards, you know, having a family, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, it's a bunch of small steps with involvement of our Heavenly Father in order to help us on that path back to him. So I think, like, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if whoever's listening to this, what your present situation looks like, but I would say, like, right now, obviously, I'm working on, like, getting my nursing degree, and, you know, that took a bunch of little steps, and so it's like, Heavenly Father, like, I felt the Spirit when I chose to come to BYUI and to start my education here, and I knew that Heavenly Father was on my side because I was doing something good, or, you know, I knew that I needed to serve a mission because, like, I felt peace about it. I felt the Spirit from my Heavenly Father being like, yes, this is good. So it's, like, a lot of little experiences pushing towards bigger things that overall, like, our Heavenly Father wants us to do, wants us to make it back to live with Him and to receive the fullness of the blessings that He has to offer to all of His children who want it.
Yeah. No, I love that. And it's like, you think about, like, all the small things have led to, like, some of the biggest things that have completely shaped your life to this point.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all been Him. Like, that was you submitting to His will. Like, doing those little things have led to, like, His greater outcome, which He's always knew. He knew you were capable of it. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that you did choose that. You took your agency and you went, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'm sure along the way, maybe there were moments that it didn't make any sense. And you're like, help me out here. What's the blueprint behind this? But I know we talk about that often, kind of like, so can we fill in the blanks, please?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, me and Heavenly Father, we go round and round. I'm like, come on. Like, I wish, I don't know, me and Holly talk about this, where, like, I just wish, like, you could see 5 years in advance and be like, oh, like, you know, what decisions did I make that got me here? Like, what would my, like, life look like if I chose to take XYZ steps, you know, things like that. But, I mean, I don't know. I think, I don't know. A lot of times, like, for example, in overall, I think we question revelation, which, you know, hopefully not, but sometimes it's like, oh, well, is it from me or is it from Heavenly Father? Or, like, you know, did I really, was I really told to do that, or was I really led to whatever? But, I mean, we learn from, like, David A. Bednar, he talks about, he's like, everything good comes from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. So if it's good, yeah, chances are you're in the right, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think trusting that revelation when you do receive it, whether it's as simple as, like, patience and waiting, or whether it's, you know, more of those profound answers of, yes, you need to do this, or yes, this is good for you, or things like that. No matter how big or small, obviously, Heavenly Father is involved in everything that we do, as, you know, as much as we involve Him. And so He is also anxiously waiting for us to, you know, pray to Him and ask Him and be involved in
Yeah, I totally agree. I remember hearing this quote. It was in one of my classes, and one of my teachers just, like, mic dropped it on us. And he was like, wouldn't you rather, like, when you pray to God, wouldn't you rather, like, Heavenly Father be like, when you come to Him, be like, there, that's a familiar voice, instead of, like, who's this?
Right.
Like, you want to be able to have this connection with Him. And, like, I wouldn't want to be in a place, and I can't, like, I definitely have been in my life where, you know, I come back and it's like, hey, I'm back. All this is what's been going on. It's been really hard. And He already knows. He knows exactly everything. And, like, oh my gosh, like, just today, literally on my walk with my mom, I, like, tell her, I was like, Mom, like, this morning, like, in my prayer, like, I remember just having this distinct impression, like, I really want to, like, be better, being intentional in my prayer, being, like, just telling Him everything. I know He knows, but I'm just going to say it. Like, I'm going to say everything, because I feel like that helps me get one step closer to, like, doing what He wants, because I'm, like, it's real then. I'm making everything real. And then when I'm saying these things out loud, then I feel closer to Him. And I'm then letting Him speak after I'm done talking, which is normally a while.
Yes. I think of, like, the way that I always like to picture praying, or, like, I don't know, just, like, going on a drive with, like, your dad or your mom, where they're just like, hey, like, how are you doing? And you're like, well, this is, you know, dang, I'm working through this right now. Or, like, hey, like, this is good. I'm, you know, thinking of, you know, this, or this is on my heart, or you know, this is really something that, you know, I'm grateful for. Things like that, you know, just going on a drive with someone familiar in your life and thinking about that. And, like, when I'm praying, like, I will specifically, like, I don't know, like, picture the, like, that, I guess, set up, or just, like, sitting across from my Heavenly Father, just being like, you know, this is everything that's going on, like, got any advice, you know, and just, you know, try to make it as real as possible, because it is real, because He is on the other side of that conversation, fully engaged.
Yeah, like, he's not just a picture, you know. I think sometimes we think of Him as, like, you know, when you, for example, you're a kid, you're like, you see George Washington on the wall, and they're like, do you know this? I'm like, yeah, it's George Washington. but I have no idea who he is. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet the guy. Got no idea. Sometimes I feel like we kind of fall into this broad, you know, this term of, like, you look at a picture of God, like, and it's like, yeah, I know who that is. Do you really know who he is?
Right.
Like, do you have a relationship with God? You know, taking it one step further of, well, I mean, think how much closer you can get with him when, well, he's telling you the best advice in the world, and are you doing it or not?
Totally true. I think there's a lot of things that tether us to our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are, like, literal actions that we can take to make it closer to Heavenly Father. And I think that kind of goes back to your question, is, like, by following Jesus Christ, because obviously he's the most perfect example, and that is what we're striving to be like. But I think taking those specific actions, you know, and having our attitude show that, you know, even as far as, like, humility and those attributes of Jesus Christ that we try to embody, of, you know, being humble and charitable and forgiving, and, you know, just all of those things are specific actions that we take to tether ourselves closer to Heavenly Father. Because, you know, just like a relationship with anybody, right? Whether it's your mom or a significant other, it's like, well, I take time to hang out with you. I sacrifice things to call you or to please you or to hang out with you. Or, you know, I'm not just thinking about myself in all those different aspects. It's like, oh, but I want to be closer to you, so I, you know, specifically do things in order to do that. And so I think it's the exact same with our Heavenly Father, and he thinks it's also the exact same, right? Where he's like, come to church, pray, read your scriptures, think about me, and, you know, repent and be better and choose me. And all of those things are, like, literal actions that we can take to be closer to him. And I know he acknowledges that, and I know that he's on the other side, like, anxiously engaged in that relationship just as much as we to be, if not probably more.
Perfectly waiting for us, rooting us on, even when we completely distance ourselves. It's like, how blessed are we that we literally can come back to him over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, there's not, I mean, yeah, there's, it's infinite number of times, which I think is, just shows how merciful and how loving, and how he's like, you know what, it's fine. Like, I see where you're at. I understand, you know, why you're making those decisions, or I understand what you were thinking or how you reacted or whatever. He's like, I don't care. Like, just repent and be better, and let's do this together.
Yeah, because in the long run, I mean, we already know the end goal. Mm-hmm. We already know exactly where we're going, that it's going to be beautiful and perfect and great. But yet right now we have to make those choices so we can get there, so it will be so worth it.
But, like, I think it is nothing like, it's so on purpose, I guess. Like, it's mm-hmm. so intentional that there are specific stepping stones that we have to take in order to, you know, obviously, like, be worthy to live with him, but also, like, to be with him just in general, right? He's like, you know, you don't want someone coming to your birthday party who don't want to be there, you know?
No.
Who you're like, I don't even know you. Like, you know, I didn't invite you. I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Heavenly Father's not fully like that, but
no, no.
It's like, he wants you there because you did everything you could to be there, because you're comfortable in his presence, and because he invited you, because you did what you needed to do in order to be there, if that makes any sense.
That does. That does make a lot of sense. It's like, well, we're his family, we're his children. And
right.
I mean, I guess that story is so, it's so beautiful, like, in the Bible, the prodigal son, of, like, bless that son's heart for going out and doing what he did.
Totally.
And still was welcomed back with such open arms. You know, and I know Heavenly Father wants us, but at the same time, it's like knowing, like, we have to own up to maybe our shortcomings. But God also, like, we know he gives us weaknesses so we can become strong. Like, so we can become like him. So we can learn like this, have this knowledge. And I love just knowing, like, there's this eternal perfect love for me that I can always rely on. And knowing that my Savior is the reason it's so possible. Is when I choose to be like him, then I get to feel that perfect love even more.
Yeah. Like the parable of the 10 virgins, right, where they weren't prepared to go and meet the bride and the bridegroom, and, you know, obviously we know how that went. Door was closed, and I just don't want to be standing on the outside, sitting and wishing and wanting, because I was so close, or because, you know, because it was almost, you know, it was an almost thing. You know, I want to be there, in there, reaching to those around me, being like, we did it. We literally, you know, like, we freaking did it. Like, we deserve to be here.
Yeah.
And we get to be heirs of all the Heavenly Father has to offer.
Exactly. Like, it would hurt my heart to be on the other side and then have to ask myself, like, I kept saying, like, I have to do this, I have to do this. But then it's like, well, if not right now, then when? Like, when am I going to make those choices, take those simple actions, and when am I going to actually do it, if not right now? I mean, we don't need to start on Monday or the beginning of the month or in the beginning of the hour. Like, it's right now. We're always doing it. It's a concert effort because, well, God is always here. I love when you were like, when you say it, like, it is real. Like, this is real. It's not, you know, something like, oh, like, kind of fun thing to think about. It makes us no, like, this is like legit. Like, this is happening. This is so real.
Yes, and I feel like you feel more of that reality whenever you start to really know Heavenly Father, or when you start to really follow Jesus Christ or know your Savior, because, you know, obviously all of us have been through it where there are times where we felt more distant, or, you know, maybe haven't been the best at saying our prayers or studying our scriptures or whatever it is for each individual person. And in that moment, you start to feel a little bit distant, and it's like, oh, well, you know, let me go back and remember the things that I know that I should be doing to not feel that distance. And then you start to feel that reality of connection, and the Holy Ghost is with you more, and you feel that overwhelming love of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ just inviting us back in to be a part of them and what they are anxiously engaged in. And that is so beautiful in and of itself.
I love that. That was so beautifully said. So for listeners, what would you say, like, as one just like simple task, like, what would you say to them to help them better submit their will to our Heavenly Father? Or maybe something just like at least to consider.
I would say to consider Heavenly Father as your best friend. You and him, hand in hand, working together for something a lot greater than ourself. I'll give this last example really quick. So whenever there's like church history, or if you know anything about cattle, when they are like coupled together, like tied together, I guess, basically, with like ox and like the,
yeah,
you know, picture what I'm painting here. The whole reason why they're halted together is because they literally compete for like who can pull more, I guess. And together they end up pulling like 2-3 times what one could do by themselves. And so I think about that, and I take that into like consideration of like us in our relationship with Heavenly Father, our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's, I can't do it by myself, and he, you know, wants to be with me. And so as we tether ourselves and, you know, anchor ourselves in our Savior, we are pulling so much more than we ever could alone, and we are working towards something so much greater than we ever could by ourselves. And so just go back to what you're saying, something for listeners to consider is just tether yourself in every way that you can to Jesus Christ, to Heavenly Father, because ultimately he has got your back, and he will help you tenfold what you could do just by yourself.
I love that. Why would we not want a perfect person to help us?
Why would we not?
Why would we not? Literally, such a great thing to consider.
Totally.
I really love that. And it really shows how good God is and how much he loves us. He's like, I'm right here. whenever you want me. Hey. Hey.
I said, you better get over here right now. Right now.
I got some things to tell you. You want to hear them? I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chastens us a little bit. You know, I was wrong.
You're sorry, right about that. I'll try better next time. Yes. That's most how our conversations go. We go, oh, true. Sorry about that.
Whoa. Whoa, my bad. Oh.
True. One day we'll just have to actually record our late night conversations. Those get deep.
Yes, totally.
But for another day, another time.
Another day, another time.
This was fantastic. Your testimony is, like, truly beautiful, though.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is, like, one of the first things I would applaud and compliment you on. It's like, you glow, Jesus.
That is so sweet. Definitely, those drops, those little rays that, you know, make that sunshine and make all those little experiences and those moments that shape a testimony into what it is.
It's so true. The light of the world is lighting within you.
It's lit.
It's lit. On that note, we're ending right there. This was fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on and just sharing how amazing you are, honestly.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a privilege, for sure.
Yay. Well, everyone, I hope you take that advice into consideration and just think about what you can do to tether yourself to our most amazing Heavenly Father. And until then, see you next week.